Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
Yeah, this feels like a TV kind of weekend.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt.
And even if you are going
to be hot this weekend,
you know, I'll give you a yes and no on that one, because both today and tomorrow, it's going to be kind of humid and thunderstorms in the forecast, especially today on the thunderstorms this afternoon. Stray storms tomorrow. Sunday, it says sunny and less humid, high of 86. So it's a decent weather.
Not
weekend.
Terrible.
But even if you go outside and do stuff for a while, and this is going to be a, hey, I think I'm going to go eat at a restaurant weekend type thing for some people also, there is going to be time where it's just going to be nice to watch some boob tube and just chill out in some air conditioning and get lost in it. Absolutely. So, Antoine, as the leader, as the shepherd who takes us into the woods, please get us lost. We'd like to get lost right now.
All right, because that's what we're going to do this weekend. The shows that we have for this episode of Binge Watch Weekend, for the most part, they're silly.
Okay.
They are a little ridiculous. There's one in here that I'm already worried about Monica judging me for, because this is definitely not a movie that she would enjoy.
Okay.
I'm willing to bet whatever amount of money you want to bet. She's probably never even seen this movie.
Fair enough.
But I really enjoy this movie. So before I get to what I feel are stupid choices, I'm going to throw out this movie. So Monica, just do your best to be nice.
Okay.
I love dancing movies. I love movies that have like big choreography, that have, you know, big dance moments.
Okay,
so the first thing on Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend is Dirty Dancing.
Oh, look at you.
I haven't seen it, so I should knock it because I haven't seen
Yes. Don't say anything.
I should knock
You have to reserve judgment because you haven't seen it. But no, it stars Patrick Swayze, and I can't remember the female lead.
Jennifer Grey.
I'm having the time of my life.
The big song.
That's
Freddie Mac.
I was like, whose voice was that?
It was, do you remember, we played, have you played No Name Movie Game here
at
all?
Yes, one time.
So every now and then we play this game called No Name Movie Game, where you try to get your caller to guess the movie, and you can't say any of the actors, and you can't say the name of the movie.
Oh, that's right.
So
he
was, I'm having the time of my life.
He was just trying to get her.
I would have gotten it, though. I would have gotten it. And a good portion of the movie was filmed, like, just down the road.
Yes.
Down 81.
Mountain Lake.
So, Dirty Dancing. Great movie. It's a great romantic movie with dancing in it. I think it's just perfect to get lost into this weekend. It's one of my favorite movies of all time, mainly because of the dancing and this song right here.
I like the song.
I'm trying to find, what did I, because remember, Monica, you and I, we sang this.
Yes, it was a duet. You guys did it in the fall. It was the winter.
Why do we sing it?
It was the it was the holiday thang-tacular.
Yeah.
We were messing around and we did some karaoke.
Yes.
I have it somewhere. The question is, where is it? I got to go find it.
But.
All right, Antoine, continue. Go ahead.
And I lost my train of thought what I was about to say about the movie. But, that song. That song is one of my top five favorite songs of all time. No exaggeration. But anyway, so Dirty Dancing, it's a movie to watch. It's on Amazon Prime. It just came in June.
Okay. So it's new to Amazon Prime, actually.
It's new to Amazon Prime,
because it's like a 40-year-old movie, but...
it's older than me, for sure.
It's new. And that's actually good to know sometimes, those classic movies, when they make it on a streaming service, because they can be hard to find. I had to buy Beetlejuice, because I couldn't find it on any of the streaming services. So, anyway, continue.
All right, so let's jump to stupid. As a kid, I loved those pick-your-own adventure books. You guys remember that? If you want to jump in the lake, turn to page 47. I love those books.
I'll tell you this much, because I loved those books too. It's like, did you want to climb a mountain? Turn to page 80. You want to go down the hill? Turn to page 90. I bet kids today, they don't have the same dastardly outcomes that they used to. They're probably too nice now.
Oh, it's all friendship. It's all friendship.
Because you would die.
Yeah. It would just end.
Yeah.
The page would say, you died, the end.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, it was cold.
Go back to page 12. Yeah.
You died. You cracked your skull. And you bled out and you died. Have a nice day.
All right.
Well, Netflix has an interactive series called You Versus Wild. And I did this just to see what it was. Monica, did you ever mess around with this?
Hendrix has.
Okay.
So he knows. You have Bear Grylls and he's out in like the forest, the jungle, or whatever, and you have to make choices to help him survive through all the missions within that environment.
Does he die?
I haven't seen that ending.
It's Bear Grylls. Nope.
Not to say that it doesn't exist.
Can
I haven't
you imagine
seen
if
it.
There's one episode where, you know, Monica, your son makes a decision, and next thing you know, the cartoon character just gets decapitated. Just
like, oh crap! And let's go have ice cream.
And that's the thing I love about this is it's live action, so it's not animated or anything. And it's really cool to see whether you decide to swing through a vine or you decide to wade through the swamp where there are snakes at.
Oh, I remember our duet now. I don't think it was the Thangtacular, or maybe it was, but we had we stuffed things in our mouths
Halloween.
And we sang.
It was Halloween.
Yes!
It was Halloween. Because I did Thriller.
Okay.
I did Thriller. That's
okay.
What it was.
Oh, you know what? I got that in top moments here somewhere. I know this thing is somewhere. All right, continue.
All right, and last but not least, I feel 100% confident that Monica would watch this movie and hate it. We just don't like the same things. But this is one of the funniest, dumbest movies I've ever seen, and I always suggest it to people, and they never enjoy it. So I'm trying one more time with you guys. Robin Hood, Men in Tights. It's a parody movie. Did you ever see Spaceballs?
I did.
So
is that with Martin Lawrence or something? Not Martin Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence.
What?
I think you mean Martin Short.
No, I'm thinking about something else.
Martin Short.
That's for certain. You're thinking of something else.
Dave Chappelle or something.
Oh, yes, Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle is in Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Is he?
Our dear friend Brent Sharp loves this movie as well. I was very surprised by this.
Wow, okay.
But yes, Robin Hood, Men in Tights is a parody of Kevin Costner's Robin Hood, Men of Thieves.
It's very much in the theme of Spaceballs and Princess Bride. It's got a lot of the same people.
And it's the same director from Princess Bride.
Yeah.
And it's just fun. It's just silly. A character's name is Achu, so every time they say it, they're like, bless you. You're like, what? I didn't sneeze. Your name's Achu.
Okay.
It's a lot of silly comedy, but it's easy to get lost in it, and you forget about all the seriousness, all the stuff that's going on right now.
We need stupid right now.
I like that.
So real quick to run them back down. On Amazon Prime, we have Dirty Dancing, one of my favorite movies, one of my favorite songs. On Netflix, we have You Versus Wild, an interactive series where you decide what Bear Grylls does in the environment. And also, well, on Hulu, Robin Hood, Men in Tights, a parody of Robin Hood movies.
And I am happy to report that we will end with me and Monica stuffing our faces with, I think, leftover Halloween candy.
That's what it was.
And singing.
This could be love because I have the time of my life.
I'm having the time of my life.
No, I never felt this way before.
Because this
never
is hilarious.
This way. And it's true. And I owe it all to you.
Oh, man, I can feel it right now.